Just a few musical notes can help explain the varied career of Merv Griffin. That's the theme from the game show Jeopardy. It's one of two long-running game shows developed by Merv Griffin. Wheel of Fortune was the other. Griffin himself wrote the Jeopardy theme, which was appropriate since he started his career as a musician. He went on to be a consummate broadcaster. He produced shows behind the scenes, and he spent decades in front of the camera. The Merv Griffin Show gave a break to young comedians, including Jerry Seinfeld.
My sister's married now, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she got married.
Was it in all the papers?
Yeah, big shock.
Pardon?
I think when a brother or sister gets married, it's a shock, because the way you know them, you can't believe anyone would marry them.
I told him that.
I met the guy. I said, can I talk to you for a second, pal? Oh. Do you have any idea? Have you ever borrowed a record album from her or shared the back seat in a long car trip? I've done these things. You're making a big mistake, I told him.
Then there was an even younger comedian.
Billy Crystal tells the story of how he used to be on the Merv Griffin Show about once a week. However, his appearance was very short-lived. He sat in the audience. He was just a kid, and he would... When I'd take a breath in an interview, he would cough. Then he'd run home and tell his family he was on the Merv Griffin Show. They'd all sit around and wait for his cough.
Well, according to your relatives, always asked, have you seen Merv? How's Merv?
How's right? Merv? How's Merv? Do you see Merv out there? How's Merv? I love Merv. You know what Merv had on the show? Who? I don't remember. But I love that Merv. He's a very nice. Do you see Merv? They don't stop.
Oh,
they love
that's
you.
Sweet.
They
that
love
is
you.
Really nice.
In later years, Merv Griffin went from talk shows and game shows to a kind of gigantic game show, the casino business. Like one of those long-lasting Jeopardy contestants, he won a lot of money and also lost a lot. And before his death of cancer at age 82, you could say this. If the answer was Merv Griffin, the question could be, who was one of the most successful people in show business?